This is a recording of the morphophonology of swims for leaves. We're doing locational nouns with Francisco Pedro on the 5th of September. Could you tell me loud and clear the swims for leaves word for behind?
This one. Email. Email. Email.
Could you translate for me? Stand all the way in the back.
Dzewa imil. Dzewa imil.
Stand behind me.
Dzimil. Dzimil.
Stand behind him or her.
Dzimil. Dzimil.
Stand behind the table.
The military tower.
Could you tell me, in your language, what's the word for inside?
Iran.
And what's an alternative for that word?
Run.
Could you translate for me? Put it in.
Tenno Iran. Tenno Iran.
Put it in the basket.
Tenang uren kerais. Tenang uren kerais.
Could you tell me the word for in front?
More and more, same thing.
Okay.
More and more.
Let's start with this one.
Imor. Imor.
And the alternative is?
Mor. Mor.
Could you say for me, stand all the way in the front.
Dzewa imo. Dzewa imo.
Stand in front of me.
Dzimoi.
Stand in front of him.
Three more.
Stand in front of them.
Three more.
Stand in front of the table.
Three more table.
Could you tell me the word for the center or in the middle?
Roppu.
That's in the middle of a group or a room. How about the center of a human or animate body?
Puor. There's also another word. Ruh.
Like that?
Mm.
What's the difference between ruh and puor?
Puor. Same.
Can you repeat that one?
Ruh. Ruh.
Could you say for me, stand in the middle?
Roppu.
I made the spelling.
Duwa. Duroppu. Duroppu.
Now stand in the middle of them.
Duroppuai. Duropuel. Duropuel.
Stand in the middle of the room.
Duropuorirum. Duropuorirum.
Could you make a sentence for me with the word puer?
Puer wafari.
What's that?
Puer.
Body of the ship? What about cut in the middle?
Topi puar. Topi puar.
Cut in the middle of the fish. Cut in the middle of the fish.
Topi puar.
Sounds wrong.
Topi Oh, tafa. Tafa puri. Ich. Tafa puri. Tafa puri.
And finally, the word for outside.
Rugur. Rugur. Also rugur. 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 Rugur.
Take it out.
Teo ma rugur. Teo ma rugur.
Take it out of the basket.
Teo mărâcâr hirai. Teo mărâcâr hirai.
Or just ignore my spelling. Take it out from inside the basket, the other one you were saying. You're telling me about the You said teo mărâcâr hirai.
Teo mărâcâr hirai. Teo meren kerai.
And one I forgot, the one more time, the word for behind.
Emil. Emil.
And you have alternative? Oh no. Can you also say mil? The same as tran, moa, kua, ruch.
Oh.
Sounds weird? Could you tell me the word for near?
Hage. Hage.
Stand near me.
Dundi kerepai. Dundi kerepai.
Stand near them.
Dundi kerepai. Dundi kerepai.
Stand near the school.
Dundi kerepai. School. Dundi kerepai. School.
Okay, you can also use it as a verb, and then it sounds, what does it sound like then?
Egarepa. Egarepa.
For example, he stands close to the table.
Egarepa table.
And then what if you want to say he stands closer to the table?
Egarepangari tebar. Egarepa tebar.
Now, if he's moving closer to the table, what would you say then? Very nice. Next, what would you say is the word for on or on top of?
Over. Over.
But you can also shorten it to.
Or. War.
How would you say put it on or put it on top?
Itestek merata war.
Oh, let's first say it
merata war.
Let's simplify it. One more time, put it on.
Teta war. Teta war.
Pour it on me.
Hadrata wawon. Hadrata wawon.
One more time and a bit more slowly, please.
Hadrata wawon.
That's a really good tempo. Pour it on him.
Hadrata wawon. Hadrata wawon.
pour it on them. Put it on the table. And finally, under. What would you say is the word for under?
Ifar. Ifar.
And the...
Far.
The adjective or version is?
Far. Far.
Put it under.
Tenongoy far. Tenongoy far.
Put your bag under me.
Tenongoy amusu ifai. Tenongoy amusu ifai.
Put your bag under them.
Tenongoyam pack ifai. Oh, tenongoyam su ifai. Tenongoyam su ifai.
Put it under the table.
Tenongoy far table. Tenongoy far table.
Thank you so much.